More than half of charter schools in New Mexico are overseen by the state. Education Secretary Hannah Scandera has been a champion of charter schools, but some lawmakers aren't so sure. This session, they prompted several reforms to New Mexico's charter school system. As Hannah Colton reports for KUNM's People, Power, and Democracy project, that system is plagued by a lack of clarity and transparency at the state level.
In a history class at Explore Academy Charter School in Albuquerque, seniors like Connor Robison are debating whether the U.S. should pull troops out of the Middle East.
These organizations that are trying to destroy us would have an even stronger backing.
Robison says they're spending a month on a conflict that a traditional public school might gloss over in a day or two. New Mexico's publicly funded charter school system is different from many other states in two major ways. For one, it's illegal for for-profit companies to run charter schools here. And while national organizations run big chains of schools elsewhere, most of New Mexico's charter schools are run by local nonprofits. Justin Bayardo founded Explore Academy. As an independent school director, he says he hopes the state is fair in the way it measures his school progress and holds them accountable.
So familiarity would help. They would get to know our school and how our program works, and when they come in to visit, they're able to know what our educational program offers and what our students do and how we're different. If we have questions, we want to know that we can go to them and feel like we're supported for reaching out and trying to better ourselves and better our processes.
Explore is among the 60% of New Mexico charters that report to the State Public Education Commission. Now, here's where things get complicated. When the elected commission was given this authority in 1999, it wasn't given a budget to hire its own staff. So the legwork of visiting schools, checking out their progress, is done by PED staff, who report to Secretary Hannah Scandera, not directly to the commission.
In this one regard, New Mexico has a completely unique arrangement that no other state has.
Greg Richmond is president of the Chicago-based National Association of Charter School Authorizers. The organization reported last year that this charter system staffing situation contributes to a failed governing structure.
There have been a number of incidents of specific cases of schools, either new proposals for schools or existing schools that were coming up for renewal, where there has been a pretty significant disconnect between the commission and the secretary. It creates a lot of confusion as to who's in charge, who's making the rules, who's managing and administering all this.
Commission Chairwoman Patricia Gibson says the commission and PED don't always agree on which schools to keep open, but she appreciates PED's technical support and its recommendation in each case.
Because that's purely what it is, a recommendation, and it is up to the commission to determine after we bring the schools before us for usually fairly lengthy conversations when we're dealing with new applications or renewals or certainly with revocations.
The commission has given PED their blessing in recent years to make that process more rigorous. But Commissioner Carmi Toulouse of Albuquerque says the working relationship went downhill after the PED hired a new charter school director 2 years ago. Since then, she says they've been perpetually understaffed.
They come to a meeting, but they generally do not answer questions. And one-on-one, we don't have contact with them, so it makes it hard.
Last spring, about a third of state-authorized charter schools signed onto a letter saying this new director, Katie Poulos, was overstepping her authority and treating them with hostility. Poulos did not respond to requests for comment for this story. Commissioner Toulouse is concerned that PED favors schools with for-profit connections.
There are some schools that have obstructions placed in their way and have to jump through hoops. Other schools do not.
It makes sense that this system is difficult. Dozens of schools with wildly different education models are never going to fit neatly into one accountability box. I tried to ask PED if New Mexico is making it harder than it has to be, but spokespeople for Secretary Scandera did not return multiple requests for comment. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
The People, Power, and Democracy Project examines ethics, transparency, and accountability in state government. It's funded by the Thornburg Foundation and by contributions from KUNM listeners. Find out more online at KUNM.org.